Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That was the great and celebrated outing of the innovative third-string pianist Claire Ritter with the title song Eclipse Orange, circa 2018. She weaves together a celebration of Thelonious Monk's 100th birthday, and on this album she captures a stunning live performance at Queen's University with both Claire and Monk's native North Carolina as the tapestry in the background. She is an American jazz master, a composer, pianist, educator, and multiple award recipient. And in 2014, Claire was the recipient of the Artist Grant awarded by the NC Arts and Science Council. Beginning with the great Mary Lou Williams at Duke University in the 70s, she has studied work, performed, and recorded with the best in the business, and this includes over a decade with the MacArthur Grant Genius recipient Rand Blake at the New England Conservatory of Boston, where she taught her contemporary songwriting class in the Contemporary Improvisation Department during the 90s. She is the author of over 200 compositions and has performed at festivals, concert halls, and museums in the United States, Canada, Europe, and Asia. Her list of work includes 12 CD DVD recordings on Zoning Records and many others. And we caught up with her here at Neon Jazz recently to talk about all things jazz and specifically why she loves it so much. This is what she had to say.
You know, I think it's pretty wide open. I mean, there's so many, it's very broad, so you can bring in whether it's Brazilian music or Spanish music or, avant-garde classical music or whole tone. You can incorporate your own interpretation, and I think you can bring your personality into it. So I think personality has a lot to do with it.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs piano players, from Joe Cartwright to Mark Lowry, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best jazz the world has ever heard. So, one of the very early and most profound influences on Claire was legendary pianist, arranger, and composer, the great Mary Lou Williams. And as we get into the tune They Can't Take That Away From Me, off the 2016 CD Mary Lou Williams Plays in London, let's have a listen to Claire once again.
So, I would say Mary Lou Williams was really the first for me, other than more of a traditional type of performer. Composer in Charlotte, North Carolina. You've been very kind with your interest in Eclipse Orange. I certainly look forward to hearing you on your radio show. Wishing you all the best. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was the celebrated saxophonist Branford Marsalis with his quartet with the tune Snake Hip Waltz off the 2019 CD, The Secret Between the Shadow and the Soul. And that's the essence right there in between. This new album finds the celebrated ensemble at a new peak, addressing a kaleidoscope of moods with inspiration and group commitment. The quartet that Branford has led for the past three decades has always been a model of daring, no apologies artistry, and a great musical horizon that they all go after. And that includes the great pianist Jody Calderazzo and bassist Eric Rebus and drummer Justin Faulkner. Together, they have magic, and they certainly know how to put it out there well. This next cat was a Record Store Day 2019 find. From the jazz double bassist who also played trombone and tuba, he's a talented cat. John Kirby with the tune Afternoon in Africa. Man, that's a great visual. Off the LP, The Biggest Little Band That Could, 1937 to 41, as we keep this little jazz show rolling forward.
Hi, this is Amina Figueroa calling from New York. Please turn on and listen to Neon Jazz.
That was the modern jazz pianist and composer Amina Figueroa with the 2019 tune Road to the Sun. And that was the title track off her CD celebrating the 20th anniversary of this talented band. In 1998, having a blast playing with the big band made up of students from the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz in the outdoors, surrounded by the gorgeous mountains of Aspen, Snow, Mass., she was thinking about how much she wanted to create a smaller band that would have the same power of a big band, but with so much more room for each of the musicians to shine. And so it began. She was born in Baku, Azerbaijan, and as a child she studied to be a classical concert pianist. And that led to the Boston's Berklee College of Music and beyond, and she's been at it for some time. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about her goal as a musician.
Trying to do, and what I think works, is to reach every individual soul with my music, because my music reflects very, very, very different emotions and has a very different spectrums. So connection with the audience for me is very important, because I also sometimes involve audience in helping me to find the title.
From legendary jazz saxophonist and flute player and a very occasional vocalist, this is James Moody. And we go next with the tune Moody and Soul off the 2011 CD Essential Jazz Masters. Let's have a listen to her talk about playing with the great Mr. Moody.
But also playing with musicians like James Moody and Randy Brecker, Curtis Fuller, Nathan Davis, just, you know, performing with this incredible legends was a huge inspiration for me. And it is. It's just, it's there. Will never go away.
I'm a bassist and composer based in New York, originally from Russia, who also lived in London, United Kingdom for many years. And we're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the Russian-born New York City strong double bassist and composer Yuri Galkin with the tune Shifting Sands Part 1 off his 2019 CD For Its Beauty Alone. He started his musical studies as a classical pianist at the age of 7. Later, he switched to acoustic and electric bass, inspired by listening to jazz. He completed his postgraduate studies at the Royal Academy of Music under a full scholarship, and he was based in London, his home for a while. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we talked about his eventual move to the United States and that dream realized.
I was dreaming about coming to America to New York City, because that's where all this music was coming from, that I was fascinated by. And in the end, I made it.
So this next cat is yet another from the old country that has reached out to Neon Jazz, and we are so glad that he did. This is Italian jazz pianist Silvio Caroli with the 2018 tune And Sammy Walked In off the CD simply called Flowing, as we keep letting this jazz flow around here.
Fans, this is Italian pianist Silvio Caroli, and you are listening to Neo Jazz Radio coming out of Kansas City. Ciao!
That was the great Toronto jazz guitarist David Cruz with the 2019 tune, Patrice. So this cat studied at both Humber College and York University and has plenty of experience playing in solo, combo, and big band settings. He can perform sets of sophisticated solo jazz guitar, or he can do it in a duo, trio, and quartet environment. He's just begun, and there is so much more to come. From the legendary pianist and composer Dave Brubeck, it's been a while since he's been on the show. Joined by his quartet, this is the classic 1959 tune, Blue Ronda a la Turk, as we get legendary around here on this show, slowly winding down. Thank you.
My name is Drew Williams. I'm a composer originally from Kansas City that now lives in New York. My band, Wing Walker Orchestra, has released our album, Hazel. I was really thrilled to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and yeah, you should check it out.
Thank you.
That was a New York City cat with Kansas City beginnings. Saxophonist Drew Williams, joined by his faithful Wing Walker Orchestra, with the tune Backbone off the 2019 CD called Hazel. With its smart contemporary touches and comic book source material, Wing Walker Orchestra has a nifty debut album, and it's a dandy. We caught up with Drew in New York recently to talk about this first album and so much more, and this is what he had to say.
Hazel is my first album, and I think, like most people with their first album, I sort of feel like this is the thing I've been working on for, like, my entire life, which is sort of surreal in a way. It's actually kind of daunting now that it's out and finally released, because now you got to figure out what comes next. I think I understand why sophomore slumps happen.
It looks like we have kept a particular focus on the modern during this hour of jazz together, and fittingly, let's have a listen to Chicago native Joel Ross. He's a vibraphonist, pianist, and composer. This is his 2019 single called Relations, and it's a good one. And as this relationship deepens, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the cat that will stand by me as I get married on July 13th, 2019, as one of my best men, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. Always have a digital hug at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.